If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, Faithful? Coming to you live from Levi's. Just finished up camp. It's the 6th of August. Overall, really good day. No major issues. I think the only person I saw that was somewhat hobbled was Tariq Owens, who walked off the field during the middle of practice to the training room. It wasn't limping or anything. Not really sure what happened there. Outside of that, very clean practice as far as the health of players. Now, a lot of players got the day off. That was kind of interesting just to see the makeup of the replacements. There was no Bosa. Elijah Mitchell is hurt again, apparently, which is huge. There was Danny Gray was in a blue non-contact jersey. Mitch Wisnowski, the illness that is taking place. They were trying out punters at the end of practice. I wasn't quite sure who they were trying out and who they weren't. Leonard Floyd got a rest day. Darrell Luter Jr. still not fully back. He's been working on the side for a while now. Spencer Burford been working on the side for a while now. And so is DFF out. Now, with that, what was interesting, Robert Beal Jr. got reps with the ones today, which he wasn't even getting second team reps earlier in camp. So huge step up there. Absolutely love that. Seeing the question about Ayuk, was he on the field today? I did not see him. Possibly he was there. Possibly he was not. And I understand that's kind of where everybody's at right now. You know, the most recent news, I did a full Ayuk thing this morning at like 5 o'clock in the morning. Sorry about that, everybody. But it was the only time I could record before training camp, driving out here and everything. But the most recent thing is that the Pittsburgh Steelers are back in it. So that does change things, because I think if it was the Browns and I think if it was just the Patriots, Ayuk stays here. I don't think those are spots he wants to go. He has said publicly several times that the Steelers and the Commanders are kind of the spots he wants to go to. So the initial report from Mayoko was the Steelers didn't have anything to offer package-wise that the 49ers were comfortable taking. Now they're back into that. So for those of you that are, you know, your deep conspiracy tinfoil hat wearers, that whole report was to try to get the Steelers to up their offer. Apparently that happened. So if the Steelers are in play, I think Ayuk would take that deal if they were going to do his $30 million contract. I don't think the Browns and I don't think the Patriots have anything there. But we'll see. Shanahan's supposed to speak soon, and we'll know about that. So I don't want to give out, you know, whatever. We'll see how it goes. If you want to go watch my other video or podcast on, you know, my Ayuk interpretation, that is there. But I want to focus on practice today for this one, and it'd be a short one. But DFF being out, D winners again, getting reps with the ones. I think that is maybe the most important. I know it's only 20% of the snaps, but we've got to get better linebacking play at that number three spot. Oren Burks was good, got abused in the playoffs. DFF has never really been good from that spot. I know he's a stud special teamer. His roster spot's not in doubt. You've got to shore that up with some positive linebacker play. And I think D winners can do that. Sticking with rookies, Renardo Green got reps with the one. Isaac Yiadom was out today. And I knew something was kind of up whenever Jake Brendel was the first person onto the practice field. I thought that was very important, because Yiadom has been that guy nonstop for 2 weeks now. And so whenever I saw Jake Brendel out there first, I was like, whoa, what's going on here? Well, Yiadom got a day off. And that's a reflection to kind of what he means to this team. They see him as a starter. They see him as the number three corner. So Renardo Green was with the ones. And what's interesting, they used Renardo Green at first as an outside wide receiver. So whenever they went nickel, they still kicked Demo inside. And Renardo Green was playing outside, played really well. Then halfway through practice, they switched it up. And when they went nickel, they kicked Renardo Green inside to nickel, and Demo was outside. So I love the versatility that the rookie's bringing, you know, because it was, look, if you have an injury or whatever, Yiadom's outside, Renardo Green's inside, just continuing to build the depth there. And a lot of Darrell Luter Jr., like, I feel like some players are completely missing out on this camp because they just can't get work. Darrell Luter Jr. was hurt last camp. He's hurt twice this camp so far. Who's the beneficiary? Renardo Green. Ambry Thomas is getting a lot of those snaps. Rocky Sin is getting those snaps. And so some players are just missing their opportunities. Elijah Mitchell, like, you get these rumors that Jordan Mason's closing the gap to the number two running back spot. The very next day, how do you respond? You get injured. I don't know what that injury is. Couldn't tell you, but just the fact that Mason, you know, CMC was out today, rest day. So Jordan Mason got all the reps with the ones, all of them. Matt Breida joined the Niners, which was cool. Had probably the best run of the day. The speed is still there from the Breida you remember. It was just a short crap toss. He saw the cutback. I mean, in flag football, it would have been a 40-yard gain. He turned on the burners. That was fun to see. So the running back depth is an issue, and people are just –
Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app, with over 5 million active members. All you do is pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Right now, Caleb Williams, all you have to do is pick over or under Caleb Williams one passing yard. Every week in Sam Tipper, that's it. Every single week. And so for right now, you could combine that again, 2 or 6 of these, you know, things that you pick more or less. Christian McCaffrey's at 88.5 rush yards week one. So you pair that with, you say he's going to rush for over that. You do more there. You do more on Caleb Williams, one pass yard. Bet $20, you win $60 on that. It's so simple right now. So download the Prize Pick app today. Use code 49ERS, that's 49ers, and get $50 instantly when you play on $5. That's code 49ers on Prize Picks for $50 instantly when you play $5. Don't have to win. As soon as you play $5, you get $50 back. You don't even need to win. So it's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Well, actress Katherine Heigl, who saved over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says they've done a lot of research and they've come up with the idea, you want to help dogs' health, you got to help their food. So they've decided to come together and create something called Superfood Complete. It's made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Now, I got to be honest with you, Lucy, our French bulldog, she's a picky eater. A lot of times we can't get her to eat very often. It's just the way she is. She's spoiled. It's what it is. We sprinkled just a little bit of Badlands Ranch on her old food just to kind of mix before we made the transition. That's not an issue any longer. She goes right for it. She doesn't wait. She enjoys it. The health benefits, all those different things are there just because it's healthier food. So if you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/49ers. That's BadlandsRanch. ranch.com/49ers. Get 50% off your regular priced order and a 90-day money back guarantee. BadlandsRanch.com/49ers and get your dog that food today.
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys. How's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers. So if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's HIMS.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. HIMS.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Kind of missing opportunities with not being out there. With Kyle Juszczyk out, it was interesting. Jake Tonjes and Braden Willis both got fullback snaps. Tonjes was out there with the ones in team first, and then Braden Willis, so that's something to keep an eye on. Jacob Cowing was back. Tay Martin was back. I thought that was fun. And, you know, probably my biggest negative to take away, and I hate this because some people were asking me before the start of practice, what's your, like, number one thing you're looking for today? And I was like, man, I care most about Ricky Pearsall. With the ever-changing news of Brandon Ayuk that he could possibly be gone, Ricky Pearsall should be the long-term answer. I don't think he's there now. Disappeared. Dude wasn't even getting snaps the second half of practice. I don't know if he's on a pitch count or what. He goes out there, the first thing of team, had the biggest play of the day. It was a deep crossing route, beat Demo. Probably would have been a 45-yarder from Brock Purdy. It was awesome. Then he had one catch in red zone and then no snaps. So for 50% of the practice today in team, no snaps. Meanwhile, Ronnie Bell probably had 100-plus snaps today with all the guys that are out. Tariq Owens on the side. Ricky Pearsall's not practicing. All these guys are out. It's just like, man, Ronnie Bell is continuing to seize the moment. Chris Conley, another solid practice. Trent Taylor, another solid practice. Danny Gray was out there in a blue non-contact jersey. That doesn't help, but he was still getting reps with the ones. Meanwhile, 14's on the sideline with his jersey tucked into his shoulder pads. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but it's just like, why is he not getting reps at all during half of the practice? I wish that would be asked of Kyle Shanahan, but I know it's not going to be. It's just, I have no clue. Like, what is the plan here with Ricky Pearsall, your first round pick? Why is Tariq Owens getting more snaps in practice than Ricky Pearsall? Literally every single rostered wide receiver got more snaps than Ricky Pearsall did today. Did he tweak something? I don't know. But this isn't the first time it's been like that. So you walk into practice thinking, all right, let's see how 14 responds. He had his best practice of all of training camp on Sunday, but there were no pads, right? Well, what's the whole thing about him? Blue non-contact jersey through OTA's minicamp in the hamstring. You know, you got pads on. He kind of disappears a little bit. You take the pads off. Boom, this dude's explosive. Put the pads back on. He's not even getting snaps. I just don't know. And I wish we could get some more information on that to see, because if we are trading Brandon Ayuk, which we should not, but if we are, like, maybe get 14, a little bit of work. I don't know. I literally don't know it, because the reps that he's out there, he looked good today. He really, really did. Outside of that, we'll see. Now again, Renardo Green, got to keep talking about him. I thought he was awesome. Backup quarterbacks. It was funny because, you know, there were three separate team periods, you know, ones on ones versus ones. And I was like, man, Josh Dobbs, this is the Josh Dobbs we wanted through the first team period. Second team period, third team period, not so much. So you're starting to get glimpses of some positive play, but it's still not consistent. B.A., Brandon Allen, I thought, the other B.A., I thought had one of his worst days. He's just holding the ball longer and longer, it seems like, every play. So today was just kind of a interesting day. Like, why is he holding the ball so long? Brock Purdy's Brock Purdy. He had one interception where he didn't put enough arc on a deep corner route to Conley, and Demo picked it off. But D'Amador Lenore has been the best player on the field during training camp. Like, he has been him. So wasn't really a bad pass. If he just would have had, you know, an extra, you know, 5-6 inches arc on it, it would have been a big catch to Chris Conley, who ran a good route. Just Demo just baited him and undercut it and made a huge play. So overall, positive practice today. Really a lot of vibes, a lot of vet rest, which is okay. It's the back end of camp, and you're about to have a preseason game and all that stuff. Tomorrow's the last training camp practice. I'm going to try my hardest to make it out to that, and then we're flying off to Nashville, which if you are going to Nashville, we're holding an event. It's $10 at the door at PBR Live Nashville right before the game starts. At 2 o'clock is when doors open. So from 2, kickoffs at 6. So we'll be there from like 2 to 5, 2 to 6, and then we'll take off and walk together to the game. I don't think kids are allowed anywhere at any of the bars in Nashville. I tried to fight for that one, but there was no place that would even entertain that. But the $10 gets you a free drink, and we're giving away raffles, all that kind of stuff. So join us there. But that's going to conclude our training camp coverage. Not really a lot of news on the field today. It was just kind of a clean, polished, chill day. Definitely not one of the harder practices for sure. It seems like they're starting to gear up for Nashville and Tennessee and the Titans and all that kind of stuff, just getting ready for that last, you know, rest for the vets, because whenever you look at the normal week of practice, Wednesday is your first day of practice, not Tuesday. So a lot of those vets getting that rest now, trying to get their body clock into game week mode. I know Bosa and Floyd and those guys aren't playing in the preseason, but you're already starting to get them ready to the weekly routine that will be during the season. So anyway, appreciate you guys. Hopefully you'll have a great rest of your day. Good luck with that Shanahan press conference. And until next time, stay strong, faithful.
The 49ers Rush platform is looking for sponsors for the 2024 49ers season. Help out us podcast, and we have rates as low as $75 starting just so you can advertise with us. We have over 100,000 social media subscribers and average well over 20,000 views/listens per episode. So get on with the faithful and get your product out there. Reach out to us at 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com and get started today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.